Okay, so we're on Daf Nuncha today. Nazir Nuncha. I'll begin on the bottom of Nun Zayin Rebeis. I'll go over the Gemara from yesterday. I know that you wanted me to go over this Yosef. So it's three lines at the bottom. Let's all focus. So the Gemara says, Lema hakafet parosh tanaihi. So in, remember the previous sugya, in the previous, let me just let some people in. Hold on a second. Some people waiting to get in. One minute. Let's see who's here. Everybody's in, I think. All right, so if you remember in the previous sugya, we said that Shmuel held hakafet kol rosh lashma hakafa. Shmuel holds if a person shaves his lav in the Torah, lo takifu paroshchem, you can't round the corners of your head. It means you can't shave off the sideburns, the sides, in other words, on the sides of your head, like the area, like what we call above the sideburns till here and above the ears, that whole area you can't shave. But the Shmuel learned in the Gemara yesterday, and we had Rav Huna, Rav Abba, Rava, who also agreed that hakafet kol harosh, lashma, excuse me, hakafet kol harosh, one second. Shmuel said, where is it? Give me one second. Yeah. So Shmuel said, hakafet kol harosh, ma hakafa. Right. So Shmuel holds that if you shave off the whole head, that's called lo takifu. Even though I'm, in other words, rounding off, I could say just as this part is shaved off, the rest is growing. So I rounded it off, like here, it's like setting off from everything else. But Shmuel says, according to the Tzad, that even if I shave off my whole head, I'm over in this lav. And Rav Huna and Rav Abba Rava also seem to hold that. Remember, we had with the kids that were being shaved. So it was a potential Isur. Okay, so now the Gemara says three lines from the bottom. So Lema Kapit Kol Rosh Tanahi. Should we say this topic whether a person shaves off the entire head, he is or is not Chayev for Lo Takifu was Machloket Tanayim. Now let me just say this: the broad approach. If the Torah teaches me that I need a special pasuk teaching me that it's mutar, that means the underlying Isur would normally be prohibited. That's the idea. So we'll see in a minute. So Tana Rabbanan. Rosho. So we learn Rosho, it says by the Mitzorah, when he goes through the Tara process, it says, Vayaba Yomashvi, on the seventh day of his Tara process, Nigalachet Korbasaro, he'll shave off his entire flesh. And it says at Rosho, it's Kanobi Kaborinav. He'll shave off his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. Korbasaro Yigalea, and his whole flesh. So it's a lot of extra verbiage there. So it says, Rosho, Matam Lomor, why does Torah have to say that the Mitzorah shaves off his head? We know that elsewhere in the Torah, Torah teaches me there's a prohibition against rounding off the corners of the head. I would think the Mitzorah is also included in this prohibition. Tamaloma Rosho. So the Torah says Rosho, that even if you're a Mitzorah, you're this Easter of Lo Takifu is way, meaning it's it means it's an essay is going to be Dochalota. So the essay of Rosho is going to push away the Baal Takifu. So that must mean that there's a lav of shaving off all your hair. In other words, if there's no lav in shaving off your hair, I don't need to have a special pasuk teach me that I have an override for it. But this Lo Takifu, we think is going to form the basis, we'll see in the Gemara, for Esei Doch Lo Tasa, that a positive commandment pushes away a negative commandment. And the Ramban in his Pirshon Chumash explains, why should that be the case conceptually? Why shouldn't essay be doka lo tase? Because the essay is novena from the din of ahava, ahava Hashem. And lo tase is from aspect of yira. So ahava is like a closer relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the essay is doka lo tase. Okay? Let me let somebody in. Okay, now that's so the first Tana holds that hakafet kol rosh ma hakafa. You good okay so far? Okay, so now back in the Gemara, on the top line, on Nun Chedem Adal, 58a in the top line. Bitani Idak, we learn in a different Bryce, the Rosho. This is Bryce is addressing the same word that we spoke about in the first Bryce, but it's in Darsha differently. It says, Matam Lomar, why does Torah have to teach me Rosho by Mitzorah? Lefishin Emar Gabi Nazir, Ta'ar Loyav Rosho, Yehol Af Nazir Mitzorah Tain. So I know that a Nazir is subject to a lav and an essay. By a Nazir, is subject to the lav of Ta'ar Lo Yala Rosho, and he's also subject to the essay of Kadoshia Gadel Perasa Rosho. So Nazir is in a whole different category than everybody else. So he says, Yecholof Nazir Mitzorah Tain. So I would have thought that if the Nazir is also Mitzorah, so he's also subject to all these prohibitions, Tamaloma Rosho. So Torah says Rosho, meaning this Tana holds that I don't need a Pasuk or anything to teach me that a garden variety person who's Mitzorah can shave his head, because he holds hakafa kol rosh is lashma hakafa. But I need it for the only reason I need the rosho is to teach me to override the essay in lotasa of the nazir. So if a person's a nazir and he's a mitzora, he's got a different set of essays, a different essay and a different lav. He's got tar lo yav vor rosho. He can't let a razor go in his head. And kadosh yagadol pero saro rosho. He's got an affirmative essence. So that's what the Torah is teaching me, that I'm going to override that. But the implication is that if just for a garden variety mitzvah, I don't need any pasuk. I don't need any essay dokolotasa, because there is no lav involved with that. The line four on Nukhet ben Aleph. So my love tanaihi. So is it not that we have machloket tanaihi here? Lamanda amar minazir, the one who has nibud from nazir, which is the second price, the one we just did. Safar hakafa kol rosh lashma hakafa. He mistama holds that if you shave off all the hair on your head, you're not over on the love of lo takifu. And I need the pasuk to teach me that this essay, this circumstance, is going to be dosa. An essay out of Lotasa. It's not a general klal, but here by the Mitzvah will be doka. He says, Ve'idach Savar, the first Tana holds, Hakafat Po Rosh Ma Hakafa. He says, no, if I shave off all my hair on my head, then I'm over on Lav Lo Takifu, Lachiat Kra, Le Midche, Lav Greta. So the Pasuk is coming to teach me that an essay is doka, a Lotasa. So again, we started off with the morning yesterday, Shmuel held Hakafat Po Rosh. Shema HaKafa, if I shave off all my head, I'm over Lav Bal Takifu. Then we said, maybe it's really a Matzloka Tanaim, Shmuel Zanamora, and we said that Rav Ada Bar Ava and Rav Huna agree with Shmuel, that HaKafa Kol Rosh Shema HaKafa. So the Gemara adduced two brises, they each darshaning the word Rosho by Betzora. So the first brise says that, what do I need Rosho? It says he shaves off all his hair anyway, when you Rosho. So it's to overcome. I think, geez, over on Lo Takifu. So Rosho tells me that even though normally you transgress Lo Takifu, here, the essay is going to be doka the lotasa. That's the first brisa. So that first brisa holds hakafa kol rosh ma hakafa. And the second brisa says, I don't need a pasuk for that first case because it's not over on anything. Hakafa kol rosh lav shma hakafa. What do I need the essay for? I need the essay for where a nazir is a mitzora. He's got two things doing. He's a nazir and he's a mitzora. So a nazir's got a different lav and a different essay. He's got tar lo yav orosho and gadel pera yes gadel pera kadoshia gadel pera sarosho. So he needs to teach me that the essay in this case the ridoka the essay in lo tasa. So he holds that hakafa kol rosh lashma hakafa. That's what we think. Hold a few more lines, then we'll pause and we'll take our breath. So I'm a Rava. So Rava says not necessarily the case. So that's one possibility, but it's a different possibility. This is I'm a Rava. The kuliyama hakafa kol rosh lashma hakafa. I could say that all these Tanaim hold that Hakafa Kol Rosh is not called Hakafa. So meaning not like Shmuel, not like Rav Huna, not like Rav Ada Bar Ava yesterday's Gemara. He says, so the second Brisa we're fine with. He says, V'chi'ata Kra, and what do I need the Pasuk according to the first Tana? So if Hakafa Kol Rosh is Lashma Hakafa, so what do I need a Rosho? What am I overriding? There's no Lav. In other words, according to the first Tana, the first Tana said Rosho is for a garden variety mitzora. So, but it's not doing a lav by shaving the head. What do I need Rosho for? So he says, he needs it where a person did it in two stages. First, he shaved off the sideburns, and then he shaved off the rest of his hair. He says, so here, the Bryce is teaching me. In other words, I don't need Rosho. If that's the case, I don't need Rosho to teach me that which is otherwise permissible. If I shave off all my hair, I'm not over on a lob. So I don't need Rosho for that. He says, so he's teaching me that in this case, even if you do it in two stages, you're not chayiv. That's the chiddush of the first brisa. Okay, so again, that's what we think. So again, so the way that we came to the way Rav is saying, we started off that maybe one brisa holds Hakafa kol rosh shma hakafa. The other one was Hakafa kol rosh lashma hakafa. Robert says maybe they both hold Hakafa kol rosh lashma hakafa. And what is the first time of the Bryce is saying? That even though I do it in two stages, then I'm not chayiv. Just a few more lines and I'm just going to pause, okay? So the Gemara says, so does that make sense? Would the Pasuk ever be teaching me? In other words, he's a mitzora. So he's obligated to shave off all the hair on his head. So he could easily do it with a heter way, not violating, shave it all at once. And yet we think the Torah is telling me that even if I do it in two stages, I'm permissible. So does that make sense? Nikatav krahachi. But Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, whenever you see an essay and a lotasa that run counter to one another, like here, the essay is the Torah has the shape of all his hair, and the lotasa is lotakif parosham, mutav. If there's a way for you to do it in a way that you don't violate the law, that's the way to go. In other words, if there's an essay and a lotasa, and you could do the essay without violating the law, that's what you should be doing. The imlav, but if there's no other choice, then we'll say the essay comes persuade lotasa. Okay, so now I'm going to pause. So we had again, we're dealing with the topic. It's a kafet kol rosh shma hakapa or lash hakapa. So in yesterday's Gemara, Shmuel said the halacha of that hakafet kol rosh shma hakapa, the shaving of all the hair, just for men, obviously, we said, shaving off all the hair on one's head transgressed the law of lo takifu. And that's the way Rav Huna held and Rav Ada Brava also held that way. So then we had two brises, and we said maybe it's machloka tanaim. Maybe the Tana of one brisa holds hakafa kol rosh shma hakafa. Therefore, he needs rosho to teach us that by the mitzvah he could do it. And the other one holds no, it's not. And therefore, he needs rosho. Teach me the case of a nazir who's a mitzvah who has a different essay and a different law involved to override. Then Rabbi says no. Maybe everybody holds that hakafa kol rosh shma hakafa. So then, what does the Tana of the first brisa need rosho for? He needs rosho to teach me if he does it in two stages. That the special heter, if he does two stages, normally would be prohibited. Here is permissible. So Reish Lakish, does that make sense? If you have an essay that's dokalotase, it's only if you have no other choice. But if you have a choice A or a choice B and do a route where I'm not going to run into contradictions, it doesn't make sense that the Torah would be giving you a heter the other way. So, okay, now who's the question comes to us on anything I did so far? What's up, Rafi? On a what level?
Not
practical level.
How's it? Finishes 30 days.
No. Listen, in other words, we've had this in the Masechta. Let's say he's a Nazir, and now he's a Mitzorah. So he's got to clean up his Saras. He's got to get the act cleaned up with his Saras. So he's got to clean up both acts. No. Again, he's the Nazir. He's the Nazir, but he's also a Mitzorah. Now, as a mitzvah, let's say his nazirus is 60 days. Let's assume he's a nazir for 60 days. On day 10 of his nazirus, he becomes a mitzvah. So now let's say he cleans up the act of his saras in 3 weeks, but he's still a nazir at that point in time. So what is he supposed to do? How does he get out of his saras? That's a question I'm asking. So let's take it my way. Let's take it my way. So now he's with the no. That's not what we learned. We learned that so he's going to shave. He's going to bring his korbanos as the mitzora. Then he's going to wait another 30 days, and then he's going to wrap it up with his naziris. And that's what we're saying. Okay. Any other questions come? All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Anything we did? Everybody good? Everybody good in Zoom land? Okay. Let's keep going in the Gemara. Okay. So now let's take a look back on the Gemara. So we're up to midway down the column in Nun Ched Amar Aleph, 58A, midway down the column. So Ela the Kulim HaKaf and Kulrosh Mahakaf. So now the Gemara makes a sea change. We thought originally it was Machloket Tanaim, which it could be. Then we thought that maybe both Tanaim hold HaKaf and Kulrosh Lashma HaKafa, but the Gemara was Doka that answer. Now the Gemara wants to say maybe both Tanaim hold HaKaf and Kulrosh Mahakafa. So the first Brisa now is in good shape. But the second price we have a little difficulty with. Umandamukim lekra, the minute say low test of essay. So hakafa kol rosh is called hakafa. So the Tana of the second brisa that used the pasuk to teach me that rosho, if you're a nazir and you're a mitzora, you can shave your head. Where does he know the basic halacha? Where does he know that essay docha low test? Says the mukim lekra, the minute say low test of essay, lav great manale. Where does he know? Anywhere, where do we know the cloud that essay is docha lo tase? If I know essay is docha lo tase, then I'm fine wherever essay is docha lo tase. So here I have an essay, the sort of shave his head, I have a lo tase, lo takifu. So if he's not learning it from Rosho, which is the way the first time he's learning it, where does he learn that from? So the Gemara says, Yalif mi Gedilim. He's going to learn it out from Gedilim, which is like the Tzitzis. If you remember the Gemara in the beginning, Masechet Yevamot, I think around Dafav, or early, the early Dafim of Yevamot. So the Gemara has the same limud. So it says in Parshas Ki Teitzei it says, "Lo tilbash shatneis semer pishtim yachdav." In one pasuk, it says, "Don't wear shatneis, wool and linen together." Then the next pasuk says, "Gedilim tasalah harbatan foksurpa shetpasabah." To make gedilim fringes, sitzes on the four corners of your garment, right? So let's take a look. So yalav be gedilim. The Amar Kra, "Lo tilbash shatneis." Torah says, "Don't wear shatneis." But Tanya, we learn in the Brisa, "Lo tilbash shatneis ha gedilim." But the gedilim could be. So in other words, he's learning lo tabash shatneis semer ufishtim yachdav gedilim tasalach. In other words, don't wear wool and linen. But if it's gedilim, you could wear that. You got it? Okay. So he says. So the previous verse is semer ufishtim yachdav, but gedilim tasalach. Ha gedilim tasalach mehem. So it means there's a lav of wearing shatneis, but there's an essay to wear tzitzis. So the essay will be docha the lota says. So it means that even if I have a garment which is a linen garment, and if I'm wearing tzitzis, so the tzitzis could be linen, but the petil techelet, the blue thread has to be wool. The blue thread must be wool. The blue thread has to. The other ones could be linen also, but the blue thread has to be a wool thread. So I'm going to have the wool thread with the linen garment, and that's a chibur. That's a chibur because the mitzvah makes it like a chibur. So mainly it would be shatneis, but the essay is docha lo tase. Now, so that's where he learns it from. So the one Tana is learning essay docha lo tase from gedilim tasalach, and then the rosho by the mitzora, he's learning. He's talking about the nazir who's a mitzora, and that's that'll be docha an essay and a lo tase. All right. Now the Gemara says umandan afkalim a rosho. Now the first Tana of the first brisa that learned the klal of essay docha lo tase from rosho. Meaning the essay is that a mitzvah be gilakav kol b'saro, right? And the lav is lo takifu. So he says, what's wrong with that limud? Why does he not want to learn it from gedilim? So Amar lach lich derabahu da'ata. He says, I need that pasuk about gedilim to darshan it the way Rava's darshans it. The Rava Rami Tiv, Rava posed the contradiction of sukim. He says, been on new al tzitzit ha'knas, Min Kanaf, Tiel Tchelet. So we know in the Parshat Sisters that we recite every morning and evening. So it says, the way he darshens the Pasuk, Al Tzitzit HaKanaf, on the fringes of the corner, that the tzitzis have to be of the same material as the garment. So if I'm wearing a cotton garment, the tzitzis will be cotton, all right? In other words, I'm wearing, we'll see in a minute. In other words, whatever garment I'm wearing, the tzitzis have to be the same material as the garment. He says, Petil Tefelet, and then the Petil is Tefelet. Uchtiv, Semer Upishtim Yachdav. Now, this is the Pasuk that it says by the, again, going back to the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tetzei, it says, Lo Tzvasha, Ne Semer Upishtim Yachdav, Dilim Tasalach. He understands that the Torah is saying that they should be, since it should be Semer Upishtim. So one Pasuk he's darshaning, since it should be the same material as the garment. Another Pasuk he's darshaning, since it should be wool and linen. So which is it? That's the contradiction of Sukkot. Haketzad, how do we reconcile this contradiction? Semru pishtim potrim ben beminan ben slobinan. If you have semru pishtim, it means if I have wool or linen tzitzis, nobody wears linen today. But if I have wool tzitzis, no matter what the garment is made of, it potters the garment. The strings. The petil tchelet is always wool. So the strings, though, if it's wool or linen, the strings are wool or linen, they'll potter any garment. It's like the universe, like not water is a universal solvent. This is the universal potter of tzitzis. So he says, sha'ar minim, the other types of minim, other types of, you know, fabric, the minan potrim, if it's the same min, they'll potter it, shlova minan ain potrim. And they're not minan, they're not potter it. So the Tana of the first Braisa, he's not going to learn the gedilim, tasalach, and semer pishtim, that it teaches me that even like Sadeh B'tzitzis, the Essay Docha Lo Tase, because he learns it from Rabbi Zalacha, teach me a din by tzitzis. Now, the high Tana Demapik Rosho, the Lav Greda, the Ati Essay, the Dati Lo Tase, the Essay Minala. So now, the first Tana who learned from Rosho is Essay Docha Lo Tase. That's a garden variety mitzora. And from the Psukim with tzitzis, he learns that, you know, the semer pishtim potter all garments. So now, where does he learn that by, now we'll see that by the mitzora, we can say an essay is docha lo tase and an essay. Now, we'll come to see the way Tosfos understands the sugya it comes out that there's really not much difference between these two Tanaim. We'll see in the end, Maskana, they agree on almost everything. The only thing they disagree on is what they learn from Tzitzis. Is the only thing they're going to disagree on. But we'll see in a minute. So he says, Naftale, he's going to learn it out, he's a Tano, from his beard. Remember, by the Mitzora, it says, Vayaba Yom HaShvi'i, on the seventh day, Yigalaka Kol Basaro, he should shave all of his flesh. Et Rosho, be at Zekano, be at Gaborinav, his head, his beard, and his eyebrows, be at Kol Basaro Yigalaya, and all his flesh. So each of those terms are extra. Rosho is extra, Zekano is extra, Gaborinav is extra, be at Kol Basaro Yigalaya is also extra, because it already said that they do it. So the Gemara says, Mizekano. So this Tano learns it out from the term Mizekano, his beard. He says, the Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Zekano, Matamadomar. Why does the Torah have to teach me that the Mitzora is allowed to shave off his beard? Now here, this Pasuk is talking about the Kohanim. So in Achinami, is allowed by every Jew, Lo Tashkita Pa'atzikaneka. But by the Kohanim, there's a lav and an essay. The lav is Pa'atzikanam Yoligalehu. In addition to everything else, they have a specific lav that they can't shave. And then Kedoshim Yuladokayim. They have a mitzvah of Kedoshim. They have to be holy. So that's taken as an essay. So you get an essay in the lab of the Kohen. So you hold off Kohen Mitzorah Kain. So I might have thought that if a Kohen became a Mitzorah, he's also subject to the rubric of not shaving his beard. Because, in other words, it's not an essay, Doka Lotasa. He's got an essay, but he's got a Lotasa and an essay. He's got Lotasa. And he's got the essay of Doshim Yuladokayim. So it's Tamil Lomar Zekano. The Torah says Zekano. Now it's coming out. It's a little tricky. We have two cases with an essay and Docha Lotas and an essay, both by the Mitzorah. One is the Nazir, who's Mitzorah, that was the second Tana. He learned an essay, Docha, an essay and a Lotasa. And it was by the Nazir. The Nazir is an essay, Kedoshia Gedel Perasar Rosho, and Tar Lo Yavor Rosho. So the second Tana learned that the essay is Doka Lotase and an essay by the Mitzorah. And the first Tana is learning that essay is Doka Lotase by the Kohen, who's a Mitzorah. And the Kohen is a Mitzorah as an essay and a Lotase. The essay is Kedoshim Yulalokayim, and the Lotase is Pa'atzkan Yalehu. Now, Uman Demapik Le the Rosho, the essay of the Lotase. Now, the Gemara asked, the second Tana above learned Rosho, teach me that the Nazir, who's a Kohen, the Nazir who's Mitzorah, can shave off his head. So, Leilof Mizekano, why does he, in other words, why can't we learn one klal to fit all cases? Now, the Gemara is going to learn, Esei Docha Lo Tase is a klal in the whole Torah. Esei Docha and Esei and a Lo Tase is only going to be unique to the Mitzorah case. But we're going to clarify everything, hopefully. So he's asking the first Tana, the Tana of the second Braisa above, where we began the Daf, he learned Rosho is to teach me that a Nazir, who's a Mitzorah, can shave his head, has a mitzvah to shave the head, even though it's an Essay Lotase. So the Gemara asks, Manu Rosho Essay Lotase, Leilof Mi Zekano, why does he need Rosho to teach me that? Why can't he learn from Zekano that Essay is Doka Lotase? And it was by the Kohen, why can he say, if Zekano, and there was Rosho was teaching the din by the Nazir. Zekano was teaching the din by the Kohen, who's Mitzorah. So why can't he learn from Zekano that the Kohen is who's Mitzorah, and then I don't need one by the Rosho, who's Zekano? So Vlatami, so the Gemara says, according to that Svara, the Kaimalan Ba'alma, turn page, Loati Essay, Vidaki, Lota Seva Essay. So in general, we hold, on the top line on number days, in general, we hold that an essay, a positive commandment, cannot push away a lotase and an essay. An essay can push away a lotase, and we gave a svara for that based on the Ramban, but an essay can't push away a lotase and an essay. It says, Leilof mi Kohen didachi. So why can't we learn, let's say, ask a different question. Let's say, according to the other side, that I'm learning Zekano, the Kohen, who's a Mitzorah. Why can't I learn a general klal and the whole shas that way? Ela mi Kohen lo yalfinan. We can't learn the case from the Kohen who's a Mitzorah, the second line you following graphing, the Kohen Le'alfinan, Ma'ala Kohen, Shkin Lav, Shino Shav B'Kol. So that's a lot, you're right. The essay there does push away the Lav and the essay, but the Lav by the Kohen is it's a Lav, Shino Shav B'Kol, because women, but don't kohen are not chayiv in this lav u fatzkan am ligalechu. So it's only the male kohenim. So it's weaker. In other words, if the lav doesn't apply to everybody, that's a weaker lav. So the fact that I have a case where an essay pushes away a weaker lav and an essay, that doesn't prove that it would push away like a full robust lav. I mean, typically, lavim typically are shayach on all klalim, on men, women, everybody. So here I have a lav that's not shayach by women. Lav, one second, never called. So Mimela, you the Machshon concede that I can't learn from Kohen because you don't learn elsewhere in Halakha. So he says, so I can't learn the case. I want to learn that a Nazir who's a Mitzora has Rishus to shave his head. So I'm going to learn that from Rosho. I can't learn that from the Kohen case, because the Kohen case is also a weaker case. Nazir Mikohen, Nami Lo Yalif, Shein Lav, Shein Ushav Abakol. I can't learn anything from the Kohen, because Lav, Shein Ushav Abakol. Uman Demukim Lai Rosho, Benazir. Now, again, this Tana, I'll go over in a minute. This Tana is going to learn from Rosho, Mandam Nemukim Lahai Rosho Benazir. So the second Tana learned the Nazir, who is a Mitzora, can shave his head. Lamali Zakano. Why does he need the din of Zakano? Mibayle Lechatanya. He needs it for that which we learned in the Bryce. Let's go back. Okay. All right. Let's just focus for a minute. All right, so we started off with two brises, and they each had a different drasha from the word rosho. All right, now we're assuming now that everybody holds that a kapha kula rosh is shema hakapha. That if you shave off the whole head, that's over. Now, the second brisa, what do you learn from rosho? You learned that if a nazir is mitzora, the nazir is mitzora has rishus to shave his head. Right. And then, the Gemara, I'm going to leave out the first part. So the Gemara gets into an issue. The Gemara said that the Tana of the first Braisa, who learned Rosho, is just teach me an essay, Zofa Lotasa. Where does he learn this qual, an essay, Kidofa, an essay, and a Lotasa? The Gemara says he learns it out from the word Zakano, from his beard, that of a Kohen is Mitzora, he has Rishus to shave off his beard, even though it's a separate word. One is Rosh. Same pasuk says that Rosho v'yetzkano v'yekabori navik v'besro yigaleah. So he learns from Zakano. So the Gemara says, well, that's a great limud. Why can't the first Tana learn? Let him learn Rosho, and he'll be able to extrapolate from Rosho, from Zakano. Yeah. So the Gemara says, well, let's say the Machshon, the one who's asking this, why doesn't he learn from Zakano? So why don't we learn a general klal in Shas that essay is doka a lotas and an essay? So we can't learn from here that an essay is doka a lotas and an essay, because here the lotas is like a very weak lotas. That's ainu shava b'kol. So I can't extrapolate that to other cases generally, because it's ainu shava b'kol. So the Gemara says he also will feel, I can't extrapolate from here, I can't learn nazir from the case of the Kohen, because the Kohen case is Lav Shein Ushava B'Kol, so I can't learn it from there. A Mitzora. It's talking about a Mitzora, but we're talking about a case, we have a Nazir who's a Mitzora, and a Kohen who's a Mitzora. That's what we're trying to learn. Okay? So the Gemara says, so the second Tana learns from the Pasuk that a Nazir who's a Mitzora has just to shave his head. Because Esa Yizdocha a lotas and an essay. So then the Gemara says, but there's a limud from Zakano that a Kohen who's Mitzora can shave his beard.
First,
that's what we write. So the Gemara says, why can't the Tana of the second Braisa learn the same way? And then he doesn't need the first limud. So the Gemara says, well, how come you need, why can't we learn this klal as a klal in Shas? So the Gemara says, because it's a lav shenu shava b'kol. This lav is a weaker lav. It doesn't apply to benot kohen. It only applies to male kohenim. So I can't learn a general klal from this thing. So the Gemara says the same way. Yeah, it's exactly right. So just like I can't learn a general klal, I can't learn the nazir who's a mesora from the Pasuk. If the Pasuk is teaching me a Kohen who's Mitzorah, I can't learn from there that the Nazir is Mitzorah can shave his head. All right? All right, hold on just a few lines. Wait a few lines. Let me just do a few more lines. I'll pause, okay? Let's be back on the Gemara. Okay. So on the second line, Elmi Kohen lo yalfin, amala Kohen shekein in lav shav v'kol. So Nazir mi Kohen, nami lo yalif. So he's not going to be able to learn the case of Nazir from Kohen, shekein lav shav shav v'kol. Now, the Gemara says, Uman demukim lahi rosho benazir. Now, the Tana who holds that Rosho is teaching me a garden. Right, Raisa number two. The one who learns that Rosho is teaching me Nazir, Lamali Zakana. So I'm not going to be able to learn from the Kohen who's Mitzora, but why can't I just have the Pasuk that teaches me that the Nazir who's Mitzora essays Docha and essay Lo Tase, and I'll learn the Kohen from there? Yibai Leilach Tanya. Because I need it for what we learn in other words, why does it need Zakano? Immediately look at Tanya. Zakano, Matam and Lomar, the Fishan Amar of Ha'atzkanam Ligalechu. It says that I would know that there's a law that Kohenim are admonished not to shave their beards. Yacholach Kohen Mitzorah Kain. I would think that even a Kohen is Mitzorah the same way. Tam and Lomar, Zakano. So it teaches me the Zakano. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is I need two Limudim. In other words, according to this Tana, the second Tana of the Brisa, I need two Limudim. I need Rosho, I need Zakano. Okay. I need to teach me the same thing. I can't learn one from the other. I need, and the Gemara will elaborate more in a few lines, but the Gemara is going to go on a tangent for a bit. But the Gemara says I need two Limudim. I need one word to teach me that by the Nazir who's a Mitzorah, an essay is Docha, a essay in a Lotase. I need another word to teach me that the Kohen who's a Mitzorah, the essay is Docha, a Lotase, and an essay. And they have different essays and low tosses. By the Nazir, the essay is Kadoshia Gedol Pesarosho, and Lav is Tar Lo Yavorosho. I need the essay to teach me that. And the other one, I need by the Kohen who's Mitzorah. So I have Ufa'atzkam Lo Galehu, and I have Kadoshim Yulalo Kayam. What's up?
Yeah, so what's the
Kohen
who's Mitzorah?
You know, you're not going to be able to learn from there either. We'll see in a minute. Be patient. We won't be able to learn there from either, okay? You know, you won't be able to learn from Nazir. One minute, just wait 3 seconds. Wait 3 seconds, we'll get through the daf, and then we'll see where we go, okay? Okay, now, all right, now, the Gemara is going to say Nazir. 1 second. The Gemara is going to say Nazir is Yeshno B'She'ela. The Nazir is Lav, is weaker, is a subject to She'elas Chacham. You can go to Chacham and vacate the whole Neder. That's weaker that way. So they're both hemorrhaging. They're both weaker lavin. They both have weakness. I can't learn the general clause. I can't learn the general clause from either one of them. Okay, now, all right. Who had a question from the Zoom crowd? The Zoom crowd.
I have a question.
What's up? Pesach David and Michael. Go ahead.
If a mitzora happens to ends his saras and it's Shabbos. Does he cut his? Does he do the cutting on Shabbos? Because it's
no.
Why not?
No.
It's an asay dochalat asay. Why not? Why would you cut it?
Shabbos is an essay and a lo tase.
Well, but you said for the Mitzorah, it's Docha essay and lo tase.
Yeah. Right? Again. Yosef has the answer here. Anyway, it's like we said that the essay is Docha, the essay and lo tase. We could say a few things, but the essay is Docha, the essay and lo tase, the lo tase, the all the dinim by Nazir are subject to She'ela. In other words, the essay and lo tase are weaker
essays.
Listen.
I'm with the Mitzorah.
You're talking about the Mitzorah? Yeah, the Nazir, but the Nazir who's a Mitzorah you're talking about, right?
No, let's say it's not Mitzorah. So why can't
a regular Mitzorah, a garden variety Mitzorah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to say, why don't we say a general clause, essay is Docha Lota, that's even a weaker question. There was an essay is Docha Lota, but an essay is not Docha, an essay and a Lota. So Shabbos is an essay and a Lota.
I thought the Mitzorah it is. I thought the Mitzorah it's Docha.
Mitzorah is an essay. Mitzorah is an essay, and the lav is lo takifu. So I have a garden variety Mitzorah. I have an essay to shave the head, and a lo tase lo takifu. That's the case of Mitzorah. That's what you asked from, right? Shabbos would be an essay that he's a Mitzorah. But to violate Shabbos is a lav, lo tase kol melacha. And then there's an essay by Shabbos, which is Shamor Yom Shabbos Lakacho. In other words, there's an essay. It could be Shamor is the lavim, but it's an essay in a low tase by Shabbos. Okay, good. Now, Michael.
One of the questions he raised was, Kohen, okay, Shaina Shabba Bakol.
Right.
He said it's not applicable to a woman.
Right.
I think it's Shabba Bakol means probably that it's only for the Kohanim, because the Kifu is also not shy for them.
You want to say different shot in the Gemara.
I want to say that is the shot.
Yeah, well, that's not the way the art scroll had it, I can tell you that much. But he says here, does he say it this way?
He says it this way because what you're saying about the Kifa is also not that.
Yeah, one second. He says, 1 second. Okay, I'll do it.
So, David,
one second.
Is the bris?
One second. Yeah, if you look in the Rush, on Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom, the Rush says, Mefurash, Sheino Shabbat Bakol, Sheino Noeg Benashim. That's the way the Rush learns. You see it? But we're not talking, here we're talking about the love by the Kohanim is what we're talking about. So Baal Tekifa doesn't apply to women. So what's the point you want to say?
Your point is that this, you can't learn out esse doko lo sase because it's only applicable to half of the
Wait. So we're learning essays doko lo tase. We want to think of the general klal, according to the first Tana.
Right.
That we say the general klal is that the essay of Giluach is Tokh Lotas Lo Takifu, but you want to say, how could that be a general klal? Okay, wait till the end of the sugya. Wait till the end of the sugya with this. Okay, we had the limud already by Sittis, right? So according to the second Tana, then we know that that's where he's learning from Sittis, and that's going to be the Kudat Amachloket. Okay, so Michael was asking like this. According to the Tzad, Michael's saying that if Eino Shava B'Kol is a weakness in the limud, how could we possibly learn esse dochalotase from a garden variety case of Mitzora? Because the essay is that he should do the Hakafat Arosh, and the lav is lo takifu. Lav is lo takifu. And women are not chayiv in Baal Takifu. All right. So it's a good question. We'll hold off on if we're learning it from Sittis, then the question falls away by the wayside.
Right.
But hold off a bit with that. Okay. All right. I'm going to go on. Otherwise,
on the bris.
What? What's up? What?
The Brit Milah is Docher Shabbos, right?
Right.
Why? Is it because of the timing?
No. The Torah said there's a special limud. By Yom HaShmini Yimol Basar Olato.
So it has to do with the timing.
Chazal teaches that it's Docher Shabbos based on this Pasuk. By Yom HaPilu B'Shabbat.
On the timing. And the
In other words, the Torah says that come hell or high water, you give the bris on the eighth day. That's what the Torah says. By Yom HaShmini, Apilu B'Shabbat.
Timing is the most important element there.
But so it's the timing and the fact that Torah says, "Uvayom HaShmini Yimol Basar Orlato." In other words, the pasuk says on the eighth day he should give bris mila. So Chazal teach us, "Vayom Apilu B'Shabbat." Go ahead.
So, are there any other essays where the timing is that important that it's Docha Shabbos? I mean, he was asking about the Metzora before.
I mean, what comes to mind is the Korban Pesach, right? Is Docha Shabbos, right? The Korban Pesach, we bring on Shabbos when there are Pesach on a Shabbos, we bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But I need to move forward. Okay, I'm so sorry. Now, let's get back in the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes off on a slight tangent, and then we'll come back to our conversation. So he says, Umanalan de Vitar. So the Gemara says, how do I know that the mitzvah has to use a razor to shave his head. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa, the Kohanim are admonished not to shave their beards. I might have thought that even if they shave with scissors, they'll be chayav. So it says by a garden variety Jew, it says lo tashchit pa'atzekanech. We assume the two are related. In other words, by the regular Jew, it says lo tashchit pa'atzekanech. So he says eat lo tashchit. So if I would think this lo tashchit, I can't destroy it. The whole liktan malakid for hitting chayev. I might have thought there are other tools like different planes that I basically destroy the hair would also be chayev malkot. Right. Okay. So the point being that if the Torah is teaching me that the Kohen who's a mitzora can shave his head, it must be talking about that they're using a tar. That's what the Gemara comes out. So in other words, we assume the prohibition is for the Kohen normally to use a tar. And so if the Torah is giving me the heter, it's to use a tar, it's to do that which is otherwise prohibited. So that's with the Kohenim. Now back in the Gemara. Now Valamalin the Mithtav Sukano, I left something out. I'm sorry. It says now the first Tana that Michael was asking about, they learned that Essays Dochalotas from a garden variety Mitzora, Lamalin the Mithtav Rosho, Balamal Mithtav Zakano. Why do I need Rosho and Zakano? Meaning, can I assume, if I'm assuming that the Essay is Dochalotas and the Essay by the Mitzora, can I assume that the Essay would also be Dochalotas? Can I double over on Zakano? And say, if Zakano, in other words, Zakano could teach me two things. Zakano will teach me that if he's a Kohen, he can shave his beard. That's an essay, Docha Lotas, an essay. And why can we say Zakano also teaches me that if he's not a Kohen, he can shave his beard? And an essay, Docha Lotas. So he says, Lamalim Mitham Zakano. So he says, Lamalim Mitham Roshim, Lamalim Mitham Zakano. The same word I could derive from there that the essay will be docha the lotase, and the essay will be docha the essay and the lotase. So it's both equal, I can learn both. So the Gemara ends up saying, the Gemara is saying the first Tana, we have like little blanks in the script and we're learning things from it. So the second Tana, learned from Rosho and from Zakano, right? The second Tana learned from Rosho, he learned the din of Nazir, who's a Mitzora. And from Zakano, he learned the Kohen, who's a Mitzora, right? Now, the first Tana, he learned Rosho, he's using just for Esei Docha Lo Taseh. And then Zakano, he's learning about the Kohen. So the Gemara is saying, why can't that first Tana double over on Zakano? Why can't he learn from Zakano both that essay is docha lotas and an essay by the Kohen, and a learn by a garden variety Jew that an essay is docha lotas? The Gemara says Taki, he couldn't do that. So he says, so it's going to come out in the end that they both learn the emes aliba de hilchata. They both learn both limudim from the two brises. They both agree that one brises teach me the nazir who's the Kohen gets to shave his head, and the other the Mitzora. He says here, but we'll see in a minute why he says the way he says. Now, he says, so the Gemara says, I need both limudim. I need one limud with the Nazir and one with the Kohen. Kohen mi Nazir lo yalif, shekin yeshlo b'sheila. So I can't learn the Kohen from a Nazir, because Nazir is a weakness. The Nazir go to Chacham, to be Matthew's better. Nazir mi Kohen lo yalif. I can't learn the Nazir from the Kohen, shekin lav shen shav b'kol. And that's why we can't learn in general. I can't learn a general klal that essay zoka lotas of an essay. Because you could ask that question. Now, where does it leave me with the maskana? So the way the Aris was said, the second pshat in Tosfos, and I went over this Rav Lau also, it comes out like this, that the whole nekuda machloket between the two Tanayim is really where I learn that Esei Yisdocha Lo Ta'ase. That's really the whole klal. So the second Tana learns Esei Yisdocha Lo Ta'ase from the Din Tzitzis. The emes is he's going to double up on one of the limudim to also learn Esei Yisdocha Lo Ta'ase, either from Rosho or Zikano. He can learn, he can double over. But the reason he says in the first Brisa that we're just learning a garden variety mitzora, he wants to flag down that he doesn't learn it out from Gedilim. That's what he's trying to flag down. In other words, I'm not learning Esei Yisdocha Lo Ta'ase from Gedilim, and I'm not learning that because I need it for a different drush. That's what he's trying to say. But at the end of the day, they both learn the two limudim. Now, according to the second Tana from Gedilim, you're okay. So Michael's question, which is on the table, how could this Tana say, I'm going to learn Esei Yisdocha Lo Ta'ase? So if the Lo Ta'ase, though, is Lo Takifu, so that's vulnerable, because it's lav shenu shava b'kol, because it's not shaykh by women, he wants to say. Yeah. Now, the only thing I could say is, by the konim, maybe you could double over and say, by the konim, it's we're doing a lav that only applies to kohen, and it doesn't apply to women. So it's a little bit of a double whammy, you could say like that. But I don't know, I have to look into this a little bit, Michael. All right. What's up? How do we say that in Yiddish, Michael? For Nakasha Starmanish. Go ahead, yeah. Correct. So the... I don't know. You're right. The Konim do wear the Shatnez at the base of Mikdash. But no, but that's what we learned in an essay. So you want to say that's another source which learned an essay to Okla Tasa. All right. Let me put that on pause. We have to clarify about this Ainu Shabbat B'Kol business. But all right, let me leave that. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, that's Docha, but that's limited to those cases. That limited still to those two cases. That's the only thing we know. But the general klal, the klal test is a klal and shas. Okay, let me finish the daf today, and let me go on. Now, all right, we're 6 lines from the bottom. That's 2 dots. So Amarav, make ladam kol gufo batar. So Rav says a person can, lechora, we think Rav is saying that it could shave the other parts of his body, not the head, not the beard, but like his underarms, his genital areas, he could shave it off with a razor. So Meitrei, on this question, Kasha from the following Braisa. Hamavir beta shechi ubeta erva. If a person removes the hair from the armpits or the genital area, hareza loki, gets malko. So the Gemara says, habatar habamisparayim. That Braisa is talking about if a person used a razor. Rav was talking about they use scissors, and he says you're allowed to use scissors. But Rav nami batar kama, but he said tar. So he says, ke'ein tar. He meant that it means like similar to a tar. It was like, I get like a close cut, but it's not a tar. So it's coming out, we think, that Rav is saying a person could cut scissors, he could cut the other hair in his body. And then we have a brisa that says that if you use a blade, you get malkot. So Amr b'chi bar Abba, Amr b'yochanan, Amavir b'da shachi b'da erva loka. B'yochanan says, if a person removes hair from his armpits or his genital area, he gets malkot. So then the Gemara asks from a Braisa that removing the hair in other areas, not the head, not the beard, is only a drabana, not the Raisa. So my loke nami de ka'amar mi drabana. So when it says loke, and you have to say the same thing with the Braisa that we quoted above, when it says you get malkot, it means that makas mardus. In other words, it's the only prohibited on the drabana level, and the malkos you get for moving the hair would be on a drabbanan level. Now, a few more lines, then I gotta go. Now, on the top line, I'm then ten manal. Ikat amre. Others say amre kibar abba amre yochanan. Hamavir beta shechi beta erva loke. If a person removes the hair from his armpits or general area, he gets malkot. Mishum lo yabash gever sim larisha. That a man shouldn't wear a woman's clothing. It means he shouldn't adorn himself like a woman. And so this lechora sounds like it's based on a pasuk. This sounds like you're kind of malkot on deraisa level. So Meifei, Havarat Seir, Enemy Debrei Torah, Enemy Debrei Sofrim, but the Braisa says it's only a Drabanan level. So the Hudamar Ki Haitanam. So he, the first Rabbi Chiya Rabbah, was going like this Tana. The Tanya, Amavir Bita Shechi Bita Erva, Hareza Over, Mishum Lo Yibash Geber Simlad Yisho. He says that there is a Tana who holds that you're over on Lav, Lo Yibash Geber Simlad Yisho. Okay, now let me do a few things and we'll talk. Now, this Lav of Lo Yibash Geber Simlad Yisho is very tricky. It changes like through the years. Like in the Shulchan Aruch, it says if a man looks in a mirror, he's chayav for lo yibash geber simlat isha, because only women would look in mirrors, I guess, in medieval times. So it seems like it changes on the time and the place. We'll see. I know the poskim, they talk a lot about it, about men dyeing their hair. So a lot of poskim say that's like an issue with them. Not they said that they do say that. But I spoke to Ray Schwartz. He said, he thought it might be changing now or things like that. What? No, dyeing their hair. Okay, we'll see.
It says just for men.
Yeah, but okay, but all right now.
We're using this white stuff.
All right. Yeah, we got it. Okay, now he quotes here about Lo Yigav Gever Simlat Yisho, a prohibition of a man to adorn and groom himself in a feminine manner, and the Brice on Menachem Beis, the man is forbidden under the Easter Lo Yibash, remove his body hair, groom themselves in this manner. According to some opinions, the Easter is subject to change based on the common practices of men and women in each generation. See the next stop. So tomorrow night we'll see that. Billy Netter. Now, Rav asserts that a man is only forbidden to remove his body hair with a razor. However, he's permitted to use scissors even to take a close shave. This rhyme came to R. For scissors do not cut the hairs completely down to the roots, as does a razor. The Shittim and Kibetzit remarks that removing body hair with tweezers is also forbidden, since tweezers remove the complete hair as effectively as a razor. For this reason, plucking out body hairs by hand and using hair removal cream is also forbidden. This is in contrast to the Easter of Giluach Zakan. Shaving a beard with the term galhu is derech giluach, the normal matter of shaving. So it's coming out that the prohibition to remove hair in other parts of the body could be shown to more isurim than the hair, the facial hair. Now, Rav Chiya told Rav on the intent of an aleph, it's forbidden for a man to remove armpit hair, even if his intent is to prevent discomfort. We didn't get this yet. But he is permitted to cause the hair to fall out by scratching with a garment. Tosos proves from this exchange that cutting hair from under one's arm or from the pubic area is forbidden even with scissors. For cutting with scissors were permitted, one could alleviate discomfort by shaving with scissors. Tosus explains that Rav permitted using scissors only on other parts of the body, but not for the sar beta shefi beta erva, whereas not for the armpits, not for the general area. So he says, an emergency from Tosus that a man may not remove sar beta shefi beta erva with any device, not even with scissors. Other body hair may remove with scissors, but not with a razor or similar device which removes the entire hair. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba extend this Easter as removal of facial hair as well. They maintain that use of a razor to remove facial hair is forbidden, even in areas not forbidden under the Easter Pasuklam Ligalehu, such as the mustache and hairs on the chin. In other words, on a derisa level, you have five payot, two on the jaw, one on the chin, two here. So the mustache is only under a button, and under the neck is only under a button. So Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba want to say that shaving such hairs with a razor is forbidden under the Easter Bo Yibash Geber. So even if I would take a razor here or on the mustache, it's not the law of Lo Takifu, but it's the law of Lo Yibash. Just remove a body hair is forbidden. What? Right. In other words, Lo Yibash Geber is La Isha. In other words,
women shave here?
Well, I think it means that women, if they would have facial hair, they would take it out. That's what it means. Okay, now. Listen, we only have a few minutes. The Semach Tzedek, it was, I think, the third Lubavitch Rebbe, he extends this Easter even further. He argues that the removal of facial hair alters one's masculine appearance more than the removal of other body hair, since the face is exposed. Consequently, he maintains that even though removal of body hair with scissors is permitted, removal of facial hair with scissors or with an electric shaver is forbidden, for facial hair must be treated no less stringently than Sar Beta Shefi Beta Erva. So I was doing Rabbi Roblowski today. He's like, the Lubavitchers all grow their beards and they don't cut the beard because they hold that that's an isur of Lo Yibash Geber Simlat Yisho. The Marshal argues that the removal of hair from an area of the body where women do not grow hair is not classified as womanly conduct, like Michael was saying. Thus, in contrast to the above mentioned opinions, the Marshal indicates that the isur of Lo Yibash does not apply to removal of facial hair, whether it's removal of scissors or with a razor. Removing a beard is not womanly conduct. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay. Let me record.
I have a question about the dying there.